You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, wrapping it up here on Coordinator Thursday as the Browns get ready to take on the Bengals this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. We've got to bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale. He tells us. Now, this will be the first time we hear it, too. So, Dino, don't get us in trouble here.
No,
I must listen.
This is a must-listen Vine from one of our listeners, Kelvin Links Coker, at CokerBoy93.
Look, you know, we get calls from all over the world, all over the country. We get, you know, tweets from everywhere at Browns underscore daily. It's the first time we've gotten a message for the two of you from on Twitter from Kelvin Lins Coker.
Oh, wow. Why am I nervous?
He didn't swear or anything like that. Take a listen.
What's up, Nathan, Matt? Johnny got lied to by Mike Pettine. He said he wasn't going to micromanage his team, and then he told a grown man he couldn't go to a party. The club is usually about 5 hours. It's not saying that he was gone for the whole 24 days. It was just 5 hours at a party. I mean, we all do it. Party. It's a party. Cut Johnny some slack, please.
I like it. That was fantastic. That's right. It was a party.
It was a party.
That's why I think, look, he's handled it. He's dealt with it. It's been a week. National TV embarrassed. National TV, the Browns played two quarterbacks. None of them were Johnny. Now I want to see Johnny. Enough with the punishment. But what are
play,
we
to
doing?
To play the other side.
We're
has
2-9.
Has Johnny Manziel done anything to not deserve to be micromanaged?
No. This is ultimately, it's his fault. But to me, the punishment, it's time. It's over with. Now let's worry about the organization.
I think in some cases you're right. It's time. To see it's time. It's over with, which is his time here in Cleveland.
Gosh, Matt. Boo.
Sorry.
Bah humbug.
Me and everybody else takes my side.
Yeah. Wah. I want to see the guy play. Because if he can play and we're done with him, that means we're going to get more in trade. If he can't play, then we can actually just be done with him. Don't you want to know?
I've seen enough, just like the coaches.
You have not. Nobody can say that. That's ridiculous.
It's been said.
Well, the Rams saw Austin Davis start 8 games for them last year, and now he's a Cleveland Brown.
That's right.
Not because we traded for
enough
him.
To start.
Enough to decide they didn't want him there anymore. So let's see Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, obviously he's good enough to have another coach. He sold another coaching staff hard enough to give him a start.
And an extension he got before he even played a game.
Yeah, right.
So there it is. All right, here we go. Just 3 days. Week 13 of the NFL kicks off tonight. Of course, Detroit, Green Bay, a rematch when the Lions
Will they have color rush uniforms
world.
Or no? No color rush? Is it over?
I don't know. I was sick of that ad with that dairy farm.
I wasn't.
Like, give me a break. All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. We'll be back to you tomorrow here. For Dave DiNatale, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.